is the 9th of February, 1968. And I started to write you a note because I've been tying up all my taping equipment, taping tapes. And I wrote one page, and the tape ran out, and I decided to put the little tape on, you know, and talk to you. But, so I'll just slip the one-page note in the tape, in the box. Yesterday was my day off, and I was explaining this in the note, and I had planned to tape to you, but we had no power at all. The electricity was off, and so, of course, I couldn't use the tapes. Now, this kind of ruins it when, you know, I just have the day off to make the tapes, really. So I was kind of disappointed in that. But I won't have a day off now for, about 4 days, 5 days. So I didn't know whether or not I was going to get this tape made or not. Okay, I received your note a few days back, and in that was the bank statement of interest and the clippings and Carl's address and a few goodies. I was very happy to get all of it. I figured out my tax statement, or at least I went over it very quickly once. I don't know if it's right. In fact, I'm sure it isn't, but roughly I should get back about $150. I think, Duchess. I only did it once. I don't have the correct forms here. We have to wait till they come through. But at least I won't have to pay out, and that's always a good sign right there. My total income for the year was just over $8,000. Now that includes the Dreyfus and AT&T and the bank interest. Just over $8,000, $8,100, something like that. But that's pretty good, I think. Just the government job, you know, here in Korea, that came to pretty close to 8,000, 7,900, I think, something like that. So that's a big difference than what I signed to come over here for, you know. Of course, I had that promotion last year. And I'm still waiting to hear on my GS-8. It went to CPO, and I don't know whether or not it was approved or not. But that should bring it up a little more, even. So next year, it probably will be well over 9,000. That's pretty good, huh? Because you wonder where it all goes during the year, but nevertheless, I was kind of pleased. And the government took out over $1,400 just income tax. Just income tax. That's not counting another few hundred for retirement. Because the government retirement is pretty high. I mean, they take out quite a bit. But I think you're entitled to that back. I don't know. I'm not going to worry about it. I had a card from Don. He was up in Vermont skiing. And evidently he was having a grand time, which is good. This was the same day, too, all in one night. I had your note, Don's card, and a letter from Mother. You know, just one-page letter. But never fails. You don't get mail for days or weeks, and then you get it all at one time. But anyhow, I had a letter from Mother, and everything seems to be all right with her. She, you know, likes it where she's at. I don't know the area, the street, anyway, and I don't recognize the woman's name where she's staying. But she seems to be doing all right, still getting around, visiting. I think this is the only thing that saves her, probably, from complete boredom. I don't know. I haven't responded to Mother's letter yet because I had written her a letter just before receiving the one from her. So the mail kind of gets crossed. But I will get a note off to her, I hope. I did get a note off to Auntie Lizzie. It was just a card, and I wrote on it a few lines just to let her know that I was well and fine and not to worry and so forth. And so I think that's a small accomplishment in my favor. What else? I went down to Seoul yesterday. No, not yesterday. I'm sorry. When did I go? Wednesday. Yeah. It's the first time I've been down to Seoul, probably, in about 6 weeks or more. Really, I haven't been down there in a long time. Mainly because we haven't had transportation. You know, the business with the infiltrators making an attempt on President Park's life, this was back a few weeks ago, remember, when we made all the headlines? Well, because of that, we've had restricted curfews, and this affected the bus schedule, plus the military transportation. I mean, all the vehicles are tied up. So anyhow, it was pretty hard getting down to Seoul. You could get in the division, like the head buses going to RC1 and whatnot, but it was very hard going south. But anyway, I went Wednesday, and Paul Elliott, he went with me, and we spent about 6 hours looking at costumes, well, getting to the place and back. But we're having this party here on the 24th of February, and it's going to be themed the Mardi Gras. And of course, as you know, I'm supposed to be chairman of the party committee. So I went down trying to get some costumes for the band. We have a 6-piece band coming. And we did get some. We got jackets and some hats and some decorations. And we have a robe that I think Robbie will wear as king of the Mardi Gras. And what else? Oh, we picked up one of these oxen costumes, you know, where two men would get in a costume like an ox, walk around. I don't know how it's going to come off, but at least it'll be a bit colorful. And here's the whole climax of this. If I go with Cree, as I plan to Busan for a few days, it'll be over the weekend of the 24th, and that's the Saturday night that we're having the big party here. Oh, isn't that terrible? Here I am planning and making all the preparations for this big party on the 24th, and I won't even be here. So, what can you do? I didn't know what to do. You know, first I said I wouldn't go when I realized it was that same weekend that our party was scheduled for. And then I thought, oh, heck, I'll never get a chance to go again with somebody who knows where they're going down there, you know. Cree has been down there any number of times because she has friends down there. See, when Cree first came to Korea, she worked not too far from Busan, I think. And so she has, two or three friends. And she goes down maybe two or three times a year and stays a week or so, you know, visits and whatnot. And so I thought it would be probably the only chance I'll get to go. So I said I would. But I feel very badly about missing this party because, as I say, I've been planning everything. And, of course, no one knows yet, outside of a few people, that I'll be gone. I'm afraid they'll blow up when they hear that, you know, here I am making all arrangements, and then I won't be here myself. But what can you do? Because, see, as I mentioned before, Micah will be leaving in March, and I don't know about her replacement yet, and so that I may have to be here on my own. And even if I'm not, if I get a new girl, I still won't be able to go anywhere for a while because she'll have to be trained, and it would be too risky to leave when the girl isn't familiar, you know, with all the club activities and procedures and what have you. So I thought I'd better go while I have the chance. Oh, never rains but it pours. The way we plan now, we'll leave on the 21st. That's Wednesday. We'll try and catch a morning plane. It's only about an hour's ride from Gimpo to Busan. Of course, it takes another hour and a half to get from here to Gimpo. But we leave on the 21st of February, and we plan to be back on the 26th. That's the Monday night. So that's 6 days total coming and going. Then I thought I would go down on the 21st and try to come back on the 24th, you know, in time for the party. But I don't know. I think I'm trying to be greedy here, you know. And also, I don't have to take any annual leave or leave without pay because I have one compensatory day coming to me. And then I have the 22nd is Washington's birthday, and that's a holiday, and I'm off. Mike is working. And then my 2 days, 23rd, 24th. And then my 2 days the next week, 25th and 26th, just like the phone company schedule, you know. So it works out very nicely that I can get 6 days off and not lose a penny, really. So that's the way it stands right now. In fact, yesterday I went over to RC1 to see Cree for a few minutes, and I gave her the plane fare. It's $24 and something. That would be round trip from here to Busan and back. And I believe we'll stay with her friends. You know, they have a, I don't know, home or an apartment. I don't know what it is, but it doesn't really matter, you know. So that's settled. Anyway, I'm going because I've already paid for the ticket. How long I'm staying, I don't know yet for sure. Yesterday also, I stopped and saw Edith at RC1. She's taking Ruth's place. Ruth, as you know, the big R, has gone back to the States for 2 months, and Edith is filling in about 2 days a week in her office. And so I just went over to have a chat with her. And I feel kind of sorry for Edith, you know, because that's a big responsibility. And she has to commute down from RC3. But there really isn't anyone else who could do it. Plus, it isn't too hard, I guess. Most of the stuff is going to be paperwork that has to be processed. But everybody will hold off on the big things until Ruth comes back, you know. So I went over and visited and picked up some of my supplies. And yesterday, as I say, was my day off, but I wound up doing a couple of hours work for the club. But that's always the way. There's just no getting away from this work, even when you're off. Yesterday was a good example of a day off. At 8:30, one of the GIs was pounding on the door, and Mike and I were still sleeping. You know, it was my day off. What he wanted to do was check the serial number on our refrigerator. Okay, so he woke us up, he did that. Then at 9:30, the power went off. We had no heat, no nothing. 11 o'clock, the fire inspector came through to tell us we were living in a fire hazard building. So, like, what's new, pussycat? Turn this over, I think.